God is here. The atmosphere is different. The atmosphere is different. The atmosphere is different. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. He's here. 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 No break it was sicamos. Mabrocos atamarosa. Libre de bosa. There's a revival going on. There's a revival. There's a revival. There's a revival. Key into it. Key into it. Limboco supragishotes. Mado predebos. Mado pashutales. There's a fresh fire. There's a fresh fire in this house. Racusos a brush. Racatusam reginados. Lacusa tobadosa. He's here. He's here. Matusata Matusadu, Lebrosu Tebregush, Brekita Lacadosa, Nicaragua, Legerosa Dalia Renosa, Libram Chantalemos, he's here, he's here, he's here, Matusatos, Ligebro Kusamba Katsados, Rakitasa, Legerosa, Lacatusa Dalia Renosa, Legeroso Solomosha, he is here. We can feel it, we can sense it, we can see it, we can feel it. Ragadusa Predevosa, Libreruso Talibra, Bagusa Kebosa, Smaka Devosa. Don't get distracted, don't get distracted. Stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. This year, stay focused. Don't get distracted. Makatusa Talibra, something is happening, something is happening, something is happening, something is happening. Lipoko Shoto Nigerosa, Libreruzotas. Holy Spirit, have your way. Makusata, have your way. Have your way. Have your way in our midst. Ragatu Zebrodush, we yield to you this morning. We yield to you this morning. Rigaba Tusa Gabos. Rigaba Sutana Kiosh. Regedosu Kabakata. Regedusa Talia Brodos. Mandu Rigedosa. Bakushatolas. Regedusa Tale Bregot. Ragusha Talai Bregosa. Magadure Gabia Usantolas. Rigaru Kosteya Nusa Nusa. Letelebro Kusaba Yotos. Ragusha. He's here. Loboki Banusa Nause Likodos. Librodu Soda Zot. There's already an outpouring of the Spirit of God here. Rikatusa Bredush. Pregidosa. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Rikatusa Bredush. Madure Brokushatusa. Nigabotusa. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Our words will not suffice. Lord, we are thankful. Ah, Katu Bregu Shata. We are thankful. We are thankful that you sent Jesus to come and redeem us from eternal damnation. And then you sent your spirit to be with us. Ah, Katu Bakalim Bregu Shatos. Itabukari Gedos. Words will not suffice, Father. We are thankful. We are thankful. We are thankful. We ask that you have your way. We ask that you have your way in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have given thanks. Can we celebrate Jesus? Can we celebrate Jesus? Can we celebrate the Father? Hallelujah! 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 You know, the devil thought that he could stop us. They're no rich. Makusata Libra. They're no rich. He thought he could stop us. You know, when Jesus was going to be born, there was a build-up. The devil knew that something was going to happen. So he mustered all the forces in hell. But they could not stop the birth of Jesus. They could not stop Jesus from being born. They could not stop Jesus from growing. And they planned to kill him, not knowing that that was part of the plan. Ah, Katus and Bregedos. Anyone that is planning whatever will work in your favor. At the end of the day, it will work in your favor. They want to tear you down, but they will be building you up. Marcus Santa, because you are a part of this service today, you will return with testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. He thought that he could stop the birth of Jesus. He thought that killing Jesus on the cross was the end. He didn't know that that was the beginning. That was the beginning of redemption. That was the beginning of victory. for someone here. That was the beginning of the release of the Holy Spirit that some are going to be filled with this morning. Let's just worship God and celebrate Him once more. Let's jam our hands together. Let's have our seats in God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that Jesus said while He was here on earth in John 14:26, He says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He said, He shall teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance the things that I have said." So there was a build-up. There was a build-up. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that's after Jesus resurrected, He said, "And you shall receive what? Power. After what? The Holy Ghost is come upon you." That means when you receive the Holy Ghost, you have power. Have you seen people who go around with their charger, phone chargers? Have you met people like that? Anywhere they find opportunity, they look for a socket and do what? And plug to do what? To charge their phones. You won't blame them. But for us, the charger is inside. Hey, Paku Santali. We carry charger everywhere we go. We're not like mobile phones that need to be charged. All you need to do is pray in tongues. Maku Santali Mbredos. And you are charged. You are charged up everywhere you go. You don't need electricity because you have that electricity inside of you. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, "You will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." So there was a build-up. And He said they should wait somewhere. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. DJ, please give me that scripture. I want us to see it together. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Acts chapter 2. He says, "And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come." There was a build-up to the day of Pentecost. Pastor K has been teaching us from the beginning of this month. There has been a build-up. Hallelujah. Today is somebody's Pentecost day. If you believe it, can I hear you shout hallelujah? When the day of Pentecost was fully come, the day has come. Today is somebody's day of Pentecost. You cannot return the same. I am convinced beyond reasonable doubt that you cannot go back the same way you came into this place. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, please put it back. He says, they were all with what? One accord in one place. One accord means that they were in agreement with what was said. They were in agreement with what Jesus said was going to come. They were expectant. They knew that something was going to happen. So they lined up with God's word. So God is telling you this morning, line up with the word. All the teachings. Now, you may not fully understand it. You may not fully get all that is being said, but agree with it. Praise God. Agree with what God is going to do. Agree with the teachings from the beginning of this month up till now. And you will see what will happen. Now, in verse 4. In verse 4. It says, and they were all what? How many people were filled? No exceptions. You won't be left out. That amen doesn't sound like it. You will not be left out. Even if you already pray in tongues, you will enter another level. You will enter another dimension. In your life, in your walk with God, you will enter another dimension. In your relationship with God, it will be another dimension. When you see people who are sick, you will lay your hands upon them like the scripture says. And they shall what? Recover. Am I speaking to someone to this morning? They will recover when you lay your hands upon them. Because that is the promise that has been given. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power. He said, and they were all filled. DJ, please, let's put it back. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit did what? Give them utterance. The utterance will come from who? The Holy Spirit. If you're here and you have been trusting and believing God, you will be filled today. Today is your day of Pentecost. It has happened for some of us. I'm so excited. It feels like I'm the one who is about to receive the Holy Spirit. It's because I know what is about to happen. Not just for those who are trusting God to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but for those who are already filled with the Holy Spirit, who will be going to another level, who will be operating on a different level, a different dimension entirely. And that will be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, they were all filled. How did it happen? One, they were in one accord. They were in agreement. They lined up with what God said. They lined up with what Jesus said. Did they have questions? Probably. They had never been filled with the Holy Spirit. So sometimes I can just imagine them think, this Holy Spirit thing, this Holy Ghost thing, how does it work? How will I speak? how would it happen for me? Would I be praying? Would I be saying something? Would I be? They were thinking, because they had never been filled with the Holy Spirit before that day. So they lined up and agreed with the word of God. That was one thing. The second, they were expectant. You know what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 6. It says, "And thy expectation shall not be what? Cut off." Proverbs 23:18. He said, "For surely there's what? An end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off." In other words, there's an end to your what? Expectation. You have an expectation. The end of that expectation is the day that the manifestation will happen. So do I have people who are expectant in the house this morning? Those people were expectant, and that's why they waited. If they were not expectant, they would have left. Praise God. Because they would say, this thing, we are not sure. How are we sure that anything is going to happen? But they were expectant. And that was one thing that kept them together. And it kept them waiting in the house of God. And they stayed together. They had that expectation. And he said the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. When you do a giving, and somebody else is supposed to take that thing, the person is supposed to receive it. If I pick up my Bible now and ask somebody to come, and I stretch forth my hand, what am I doing? I'm giving it. If the person is standing and the person is not receiving it, would you say I've not given? No. I've given, but the person hasn't received. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. One of the things was that they received it. So do we have people who are ready to receive in the house this morning? As you open up your heart, as you put your mind aside, yeah, you have questions. And some of the hindrances is your mind. Your mind will come and start telling you that this thing is not logical. And it's not the fault of your mind, because your mind is created to be logical. And that's why your mind tries to reason things out. So if it doesn't make sense to your mind, it will not work. Your mind will not go with it. Now, it's like telling you to, let's assume nobody here can speak, say, Portuguese or Italian. And I tell you to speak Portuguese. What will happen? You won't be able to speak. Why? Your mind does not comprehend it. It will shut it down. Naturally speaking, for you to be able to speak a language, you need to study that language. You need to learn that language. You need to understand it. So your mind needs to grasp that language before your mouth can open, or before it can allow your mouth to open and speak it. But when it comes to the things of the Spirit, it's not that way. Marco Satal, the Holy Spirit is in you. He will give you the utterance. So you will not allow your mind to put a barricade to your receiving. Put your mind aside. Keep it aside. Your mind is the reason you are, like Pastor K will always say, is the reason you are in that problem, or it has caused that problem. So your mind can bring you out. And that is why you need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That is why you need power from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I know some people will be saying, okay, so, you know, I've not been living holy. I've not been living right. I feel unworthy. Can I tell someone in the house this morning that God is not looking for shiny vessels? He's looking for surrendered vessels. Does God expect us to live right? Of course. God expects you to live right. But if you want to come and receive the Holy Spirit and you think it's until you live holy, you will not get it. Because it does not work that way. The Holy Spirit is a gift. All you need to do is receive it. You may not feel worthy. You may not feel like you have lived right. But that is still your mind telling you, guy, you are not doing the right thing, so you cannot receive it. That's your mind. You need to suspend it. You need to keep that mind aside. If you don't, it can stop you and prevent you from receiving. Another illustration I can use also is you trying to clean a fish before you catch it. How possible is that? You go fishing and you want to catch a fish, but you say the fish is dirty, and you're trying to clean the fish before you catch it. That's the attitude when you begin to feel unworthy, when you begin to think that I'm not holy enough, I am not worthy, I don't live right. No, it does not work that way. It's a gift that the Holy Spirit has given. It's the utterance that you will get. And finally, be yielded. Yield. Let go of yourself. Let go of yourself. The Holy Spirit will take over. The Holy Spirit will flow. And he will flow through you. He will give you the utterance. God gave the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives the utterance. Praise God. I can't start telling us all the benefits that you get from the Holy Spirit. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to do what? You can't have the Holy Spirit and remain the same. It's given to your prophet. That situation you are in, the Holy Spirit will help you. As you get filled, as you pray in tongues, your life cannot remain the same. The next level that you're supposed to take your business is the infilling of the Holy Spirit that can help you to move from the level where you are to the level you are supposed to be. In your day-to-day life, the Holy Spirit is supposed to help you to profit. So if you are here and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to make a call and you're going to come out. And as you're coming out, don't come out to try. You don't try the things of God, you believe them. Hallelujah. You don't try the things of God, you believe them. Because if you come to try, it's like doing try and error. And when you do try and error, you can fail, you can pass. But when you believe it, the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Church, can we be on our feet this morning? Can we be on our feet this morning? I want you to open your mouth and begin to declare, God is here. 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 Libra shutale gebos sotali bregebos. I don't know how long you have been expecting. I don't know how long you have been waiting. I don't know the last time you spoke in tongues. But I can tell you that when you begin to speak in tongues, your life cannot remain the same. Begin to generate the power. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. It's to your profit when you pray in tongues. It's to your profit if you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Rigatu brekisha talibra. He said, and they were all filled. And they were all filled. There was no exception. There was no one that was left out. Matu pregiso taliares. Regerosa pakatelerosa. Libradu shenebos legerosa. Libradu sata. Legeros kedibri hanarosa. Lebuka sata libradus. Regererosa. Lepoka bosa. Leprukeberes. God is here. His presence is here. Le produce dalis. Magushambregos. Ready satod. Le brodekesa. I sense it. I sense the presence of God. I sense the Spirit of God. Ma brukasha paros. Le proku satelisa. Le prokus. Don't allow anything to stop you. Don't allow your mind to stop you. Makusebregishata. Marus satelemos. Regebosa. God is here. God is here. God is here. God is here. Lushote leketos. Rigabusa makus. Akadubre demosa. Makebelosa. Rigabosa. Begin to declare a revival over your life. A revival over your life. A fresh fire. A fresh fire. Kapusotales. This cannot be on the same level after today. Lakabarosa talida. Likabosa. Regidosiba. Makabaye produce. We are experiencing the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Magia takus satos, ragia lekosia, rikatus kebuka, baito, barus sandeles, don't resist, lipakus sandelesa, mama bayo, lebrikat, medos, regia rosa, ragimos sotosa, marigados sigebus, angato brigados, hey, God is here, God is here, don't get distracted. Keep your focus on God. Keep your mind on God. Magabayu Shatuka. Magede produce Kadisos. Regish. Magiere Delsa. Stay focused. Madu Shuta Bukasut. Madi Broku Sadara. Stay focused. Shot is a Broku Satanus. Rigabashu Talibosa. Magus sempre cu shahadas.
Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 9. In Acts chapter 9, verse 17. It says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Paul received the Holy Ghost by laying on of hands. Paul, that wrote about half of the New Testament, had hands laid on him. If you are trusting to be filled with the Holy Spirit, please take a walk to the front. Please come forward. Hands are going to be laid on you and you are going to be filled. If you don't speak in tongues yet, please come forward. Please come forward. Come forward. Don't allow your mind to stop you. Don't allow the devil to stop you. Don't allow your mind. Don't allow the devil to stop you. Come forward. Come forward. Today is your day of Pentecost. Today is your day of Pentecost. Please come close. Come this way. Come this way. Today is your day of Pentecost. Come. Ignore any. Don't look at people around you. Because when that power begins to work in your life, those people will come to celebrate with you. When that power is in effect in your life, people will come together. So disregard anybody. Disregard anybody. Disregard anybody. Can I have the ministers come forward? Disregard anybody. Regard for shatterless. If you have not prayed in tongues, please come forward. Please come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. Come forward. God has released the Spirit. He has sent it. He has released it. Come forward. Come forward. Church, keep praying. Keep praying in tongues. Keep generating power. Keep generating power. We need this one to tap into it. Please, ministers, come forward. Lebraku shatali bredos. Lekabakudus. Magebo satalis. For those of you standing here, please don't clutch your hands together. Don't fold your arms. Just keep your hands down. Keep your hands straight. And when the choir is ministering, don't bother. Don't sing. The Holy Spirit will give you utterance. You won't just start saying anything. The Holy Spirit will give you the utterance. You will feel it from within you and it will come out. You feel it from inside of you and it will come out. As TRI sings, as the ministers, as we worship, be sensitive. Stay focused on God. You are going to be filled today. Your day of Pentecost is today. The hour has come. The time has come. Church, keep praying. If you have been praying, just keep praying. Keep praying. Stay focused. Stay focused. We need to keep connected. We need to stay connected. Ministers, let me lay our hands on them. Let me lay our hands on them. Raka to say promotion. Bring it also to this. Let me go. You feel an urge. You feel an urge within you. Bring it also to the bread. Magabos, Satani, Regidos, Regabos, Satani, Bragados, Magabayabos, Regidos, Regabos, Satani, Bragabalos, Regabos, Tutala, Yabros, Magitabalos, Magabos, Lebroca, Satani, Brados, Magidianos, Satani, Bros. God is here, He's here. Hey, I can see. People are getting filled, people are getting filled. Hey, hallelujah. Madusa, church, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Prakudosa, don't hold back, don't hold back. It's coming from within you. Lekabosa, don't clutch your hands, don't hold your hands. Release yourself, yield, yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to the Holy Spirit. Madusa, tell us, you will come wedding from inside. Lekabosa, out of your belly shall flow rivers for living water. Bukata Maris. Don't let your mind stop you. You may not understand it. You may not understand it. You may not understand it. But it will not stop you. Katalukobos Sutanibros. Bigelos Satabakos. Magiabosa. Manibos Kedonia Prado Shadas. Ragadus. Redebus. Breginos. Bragiados. Manibos Katulebredos. Magiabolos. Megios. Lebrogados Sakatalibredebus. Ragadabos. Yeah. your seat. Continue to pray in tongues. As you go back to your seat, continue to pray in tongues. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Let Kalayamos. Madagabos. Madagabos. Kadia Dakatas. Likabaya Dabos. Madamia Dakatosa. Bragidos. Come a few before. Come in a four. Magic the Prelia. Bragama Kato Pregia. Laden. Mados Kiyatos. Pregisa Talagiatos. Pregidos and Devos. It will come from inside of you. You may not understand it, but let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Pregidos Satala. The Holy Spirit will give you the utterance. Get to something you should. Stay focused, stay focused. Magida Brady Bosha. Regedemo Sata Laya Regres. Sakusha Talin. Regedemo Sada Hamarosa. Magadana. Magadana Gosta. Magamaros. Don't hold back. Yield yourself. Yield yourself completely. Yield yourself completely. Bakusa Tania. The Spirit of God is here. Regamasha. Nadamosa. Magamosa. As you pray in tongues. Keep praying in tongues as you go back to your house. Keep praying in tongues. Make a monster. Spread a monster. God has given it. He has given it. He has given it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Continue on your seat. You can go back to your seat and continue. So that others can be ministered to. Just keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. You are entering another dimension. You are entering another level. Keep praying. You are entering another level. A whole new realm. That only the Holy Spirit can make possible. Makatali Bredos. Regebosa Makatalus. Regedosa Makaye. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Kapru Sata. People are receiving it. People are receiving it. People are receiving it. If you are still in your audience and you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, please come forward. Manibos Shutali Gredos. Regebos. Regedos. Babiadabos. Lebrukasata Dabas. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Makusita Lemos Satus. Makatala Diades. Regede Pieru Shatariados. Regedos Satabiadas. Makutalia Regedosa. Regedos Kamayatalia. Just pray, 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 pray. Build yourself up. Build yourself up. Build yourself up. Man, the most that alert. He that speaketh in tongues. Edify himself. Edify yourself this morning. Katu Sata Makayados. Epomosia. Regedu Suba. Magiados Kapu Shatala. Regedu Sama Katu Sebo. Epomosa. Legepomos. We will tell you. revival. Keep praying, keep praying. There's a revival. There's a new dimension. There's a new dimension. That thing that has been difficult, it becomes easy. You can't go back with that sickness. Ah, Maluka, break it us. As we pray in tongues, we are canceling the doctor's report. We are canceling the doctor's report. We are winning that court case. Ah, Malu, Shatali, Redos. If you are here and you are sick, I want you to put your hand where that sickness is. Put your hand where it is. Mary Bells, church, come on, let's pray. Let me know, generate power. Lake Abosha, Makazota, for everyone that is sick. For everyone that's been diagnosed with something, you will return with a testimony. God is working in you. We cancel that report. We receive power. Nobody steps out with a sickness. We will be witnesses of the power of the Holy Spirit. You will be a witness. Your life will testify. Father, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There is power. Hey, Malu Sabari. I see things turn around. Things are turning around already. Ah, Kabole Yabro to Sanamu Hoshet. Things are turning around already. You can't operate on this same level anymore. Maku Sayim Bredosh. I don't know what it is concerning you, but God is saying it's over. God is saying the wait is over. It is over. He said it has come to an end today. Whatever that wait is, it has come to an end today. Hallelujah. Can we celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah.
Come on, celebrate Jesus this morning.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.